Good evening. My name is Sister Pat Sippen, and I've been privileged to minister with you for so many years. Go ahead and reach for your wallet. If there's any 20s or any larger bills up there, that's okay. Just keep it in mind for the second collection. I come to you once a year for this retirement collection of religious, and this will benefit all retired priests, brothers, and sisters in the United States, including the Scalabrinians and the Sisters of Notre Dame, and will be asking for your help in the second collection. The second week of Advent. It's a beautiful week, and we're into the Advent preparations. Or maybe you just realized, oh, yeah, it's Advent. This week we have two wonderful feasts. The Immaculate Conception we celebrate on Monday, when God privileged Mary at her birth to be without sin, so as a teen she could bear Christ, Jesus the Christ, without sin. And Our Lady of Guadalupe on Thursday, the patroness of the Americas. In 1500, about the same time the Spanish were landing in St. Augustine, Florida, Our Lady appears to Juan Diego in Mexico City. And so Mary, this listening virgin, is attentive to God's call, just as we should be. If John the Baptist were in our day, he would be a rock star. He'd be covered by every YouTube video, and you'd probably be listening to his sermons instead of Father's. He couldn't help getting people's attention. He was up front and in their faces, kicking up the waters of the Jordan River, pointing his fingers at their faces, and shaking up the comfortable, calling them names, "You brood of vipers." No doubt about it, John the Baptist was an attention seeker. But he didn't act that way because he wanted fame or money. He had something to say. Repent. Straighten things up. Have courage. The kingdom is coming. Help is on the way. Our lives many times are cluttered, off balance. And it seems like we're moving about 75 miles per hour on cruise control. We plow into Advent and with our heads down, and what we need is a wake-up call. Sometimes it can be strident and in our face, just like John the Baptist. Have you been attentive to the wake-up call in your life? Perhaps it's a spouse who, in a gentle way, says, "Something's important to us that's missing." Or maybe in a not so gentle way, a friend or coworker confronts us because we have broken a promise or taken them for granted. Or a child says to us, "How come you never play with me anymore?" Maybe the wake-up call comes from advice from a doctor to slow down, to quit a bad habit, or take care of ourselves. Our media can also be a John the Baptist call. We see images of desperate people in refugee camps, the homeless living under our overpasses, families separated at the border, brutal conditions in our prisons, and our environment being destroyed by chemical waste. So wake up, people. The kingdom is at hand. Where are the wake-up calls, or what are you being called to wake up before Christmas and prepare? Isaiah also is a great reading for Advent. He's a poet, and he has a vision of God's future. God knows we pray, "Thy kingdom come." In days to come, the reign of God shall be like a shoot from the sprout of the stump of Jesse, and from his roots the bud shall blossom. Stumps are dead, dead wood, and it looks dormant, but God says, we are the stumps. That's all that's left of our faith and our devotion. And God promises, out of death, I can bring life. Out of the remains, you and I can bring to life a dead-end relationship. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, we say. In the kingdom, God will bring new neighbors together. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the lion shall eat hay like an ox. God's trying to say to us, you can make this peace. You have the potential. This is your Advent work. Not to complain or grump about the situation, but be the one to take the first step to heal, to reconcile, to be positive, to sit down and make peace together. You can do it, God says. So our two Advent questions are, what are my wake-up calls that I've been ignoring? Perhaps it's prayer or outreach to someone I haven't forgiven? Or in what ways can I bring peace and healing to my family, my neighborhood, and our entire world? The retirement collection will aid sisters, brothers, and priests who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I'd like to introduce a few of them who will benefit from this collection that are Sisters of Notre Dame. You will notice they may be retired, but they still minister and share God's goodness. Sister Jacqueline Sefovic has been in community service for many years. Notice that smile. She wears it all the time. She's in her 90s and is always making new friends. She has ministered all of her life, feeding the community in food service, sewing our habits, and taking care of our medical records with Medicaid. Sister Catherine is a brilliant, talented teacher. She's written and edited several books. In her younger years, she was that dynamic high school English teacher. And she just celebrated 60 years as a Sister of Notre Dame. Sister Dolores is proclaiming God's word. She's retired now and still helps with our liturgy. She also gives time at our House of Champions. This is a program for latchkey students in the inner city. After school, Sister makes them do their homework, has some playtime, and serves a meal from after school to the parents are out of work and come for them about 7:30 p.m. Sister Jean Mary was an excellent primary teacher for about 50 years. She taught in the Orlando Diocese at Winter Haven and Gulfport in St. Pete, and many other schools in Virginia and Ohio. Until just recently, Sister tutored every afternoon the youngsters at our elementary school who needed an extra help with math or reading. And I'm here to ask you to be generous and consider it a Christmas present for those religious sisters, brothers, and priests who have touched your life. This second collection will be for them. If you've brought the envelope that looks like this, feel free to put it in the second collection. If you are not prepared today, you can bring it next week or just write down at the bottom of the check, retirement collection for religious. And I feel confident that I can promise you the prayers and sacrifices of our retired religious for your intentions. This is our chapel in Chardon, Ohio. And lastly, I'd like to end with a story. A man bought a donkey from a preacher, and the preacher told him that his donkey had been trained in a very unique way. The only way to make the donkey go was to say, "Alleluia." And the only way to make the donkey stop was to say, "Amen." And the man was pleased with his purchase and tried him out right along the preacher's corral. "Alleluia," shouted the man. And the donkey began to trot along. "Amen." And the donkey stopped immediately. "This is great," said the man. With an alleluia, he rode off very proud of his new purchase. He traveled for a long time through some mountains and soon was heading toward a cliff. He could not remember the word to make the donkey stop. "Stop," said the man. "Halt." He just kept going. "Oh no, Bible, church, Mary." The donkey began to trot faster. He was getting closer and closer to the cliff. Finally, in desperation, the man said, "Please, dear Lord, please make this donkey stop before I go off the end of this mountain. In Jesus' name, amen." The donkey came to an abrupt stop, just one step from the edge of the cliff. "Alleluia," shouted the man. Now the decision is yours. There are two words that I have been trained with. Do you need more Advent encouragement? The word is alleluia. Do you get the message and you're going to live Advent for the next 3 weeks? Then you can say amen. Which is it? Amen, alleluia or amen? I didn't hear that. Okay, God bless you.